Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're going to keep it local. Really excited for this next segment. The wrestling season came to an end yesterday, and the Emory Spartans, as you heard earlier in the show, two state champions, Byron Christiansen and Hayes Dalton. Hayes is now a three-time state champion. The only year he did not claim a state title, his freshman campaign. Think about that. Complete and utter dominance on the mat. And Hayes also had a very long journey this year. He tears his ACL in the football season. His wrestling season was in doubt. He battles back, gets cleared, wins a state championship. A tremendous story indeed. And he's joining us right now over the phone. Hayes, it's great to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks for taking me and talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You accomplished something yesterday that is just absolutely phenomenal. You're now a three-time state champion, three consecutive years. You've claimed an individual state title at the wrestling tournament. Hayes, first off, congratulations on that and an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. It was hard work that got me there.
Yeah, we'll talk about the obstacles that you had to overcome this year. Before we do that, I want to talk about the buildup to it. Because for those who are unaware, you were a state champion as a sophomore, state champion as a junior, and now as a senior. The only time you didn't win a state championship was back to your freshman campaign, and you were extremely close that season as well. And you and I have talked about that before. You told me during the football season that that freshman season was something that really motivated you.
Yeah, it really motivated me. I was ranked pretty good on there, and I went out, lost by 1 point, and I decided to get better, make sure I can become a state champion, really want to be like my brother because he set a high goal for me, and I really wanted to beat the goal and be better.
I mentioned some of the obstacles that you had to overcome this year. Going back to football, first game of the season, you tear your ACL against Carbon on a special teams play. We don't get to see you the rest of the football season. And while that was definitely bad, in the same instance, I remember asking multiple people at Emory, we're going to see Hayes back for wrestling. I mean, that was a long journey for you. What was the rehab process like for you to get back to this stage and able to compete?
It was super hard. I was practicing everything that they were telling me to do at physical therapy. Derek Labrum really had me going through everything just to help me get back. I really got to thank him and just pro rehab for getting me where I need to be so that I could pass some tests to be able to wrestle.
Yeah, Hayes, I know that it had to have been deflating, especially in your senior season for football. You injure your knee before school even begins. You put in all the work in the summertime, and then the season was over before it started. So when you suffered that injury, we knew that football season was out of the question. Was wrestling at the front of your mind at that point in time?
At the point of the mind was wrestling, yeah. I was not really expecting to come back for wrestling season. I was expecting to go back, get ready for nationals in March because that was the days that they were expected. But then when I got told I was ahead of time, I was like, let's try and get ready for state and get back to tournaments and just overall have a wonderful senior year.
You mentioned Derek Labrum and pro rehab and how key they were to getting you back. What about Coach Christiansen? What was the process like for you and how did he manage you throughout the season knowing that you had limitations?
He basically put me on a coach/wrestling thing. So I was coaching all the JV guys and he was making sure I was okay with my knee, constantly keeping me up, checking me, keeping me positive. And it really helped me as I went on coaching. Being able to be a coach really helped me look past and see what I could do actually. And coaching really helped me as my wrestling season went on this year.
How difficult was that, though? Because here you are, a two-time state champ, and instead of being out on the mat looking to defend a state title, you're coaching. Was that difficult? Was that a tough transition, or is it something that makes you think, hey, you know, down the road, I want to be a wrestling coach?
Yeah, it actually made me think I want to be a wrestling coach. But it also really, I really wasn't worrying about my senior season. I was just helping our team because it really didn't matter for me to get back for my senior season. I was happy to just help the team, help us get better as we go on throughout and get prepared for state.
Again, our guest right now is Hayes Dalton, three-time state champion of the wrestling program, clinched the 190-pound title yesterday at the 3A state championship tournament. Hayes, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the preparation. Once you finally get the go, you get cleared, you can get back on the mat. How difficult was it to get back in wrestling shape, actually being on the mat?
For me personally, it really wasn't that hard. I really like staying in shape constantly. So even though I wasn't able to be in wrestling shape, I was making sure I was keeping my upper body, staying in shape, making sure I was just pushing hard, making sure I could be able to continue with the team, get onto their level as fast as I can so that I could say that I was there and be committed with our team.
How did divisionals go for you? I know, obviously, you took home the prize, right? That was the first goal. You got to get past divisionals. But how did you feel physically after that particular weekend?
After that weekend, I felt amazing going into it, and it felt really good. And then last Monday, I hyperextended my knee or something again right before state.
I remember that. I remember talking to Coach Christiansen about that. There was some concern. And so how did you get past the hyperextension?
I just really focused on getting back into pro rehab, and Derek was getting me back into what I normally did at rehab, and he just helped me get it back feeling good, making sure he was able to go on and do good.
Well, let's talk about the state championship tournament. So round one, you pick up a victory by pin. In fact, I believe the first day, the two matches you had, you picked up by pinfall, correct?
Yes, I did pin both kids. They're good good competitors. They were just, yeah.
Then you go to the semifinals again, another pin, and then you get to the championship match. And this one, we knew it would be a little bit difficult. Just in talking to some of the coaches, I mean, this was going to be a true test for you at 190. Talk about the state championship match, what you remember most, and how you executed to get the victory.
I plan on just being aggressive. I figured out during the season, I'd rather just have fun and wrestle than go out and just be mean. So I figured I was having fun the whole tournament. I remember just smiling. Everything was based around me having fun, smiling. If I wasn't smiling, then why am I doing the sport? And I just remember the match, being able to quiet Juab's crowd after putting one of their top dogs on the ground and not being able to let him do anything to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when you're a three-time state champ, when you walk onto the mat, you know you're going to win, right? I mean, there's got to be no doubt in your mind. Like, you expect to win.
I have bad anxiety, so I actually have to fight that. And I really have bad it. So when it goes on, I think that I'm going to lose. But once I enter that mat, there's something that as soon as I hit that circle, I feel the power. I know I have trained to do this and do what I need to do to win every single match.
That's amazing, Hayes. It really is. When you go back over the last 3 years where you won your state championships, what was the most rewarding and which one was most difficult? Can you decipher that, or are they all kind of blending together? I mean, if you had to pick the most rewarding and the most difficult, what year would it be?
The most rewarding would definitely be this year because I was able to overcome an ACL injury, and without my team, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And I got really close with this team. We became a true brotherhood. This is the closest I've felt with a lot of my teammates because I've been able to get into their groups, be able to talk to them more instead of focusing on just wrestling. And the most difficult is this year or my sophomore year. This year was because of my ACL injury, and my sophomore year I had a really great competitor from Morgan who really pushed and really changed up everything that I looked at.
Well, Hayes, whether you realize this or not, you are now an inspiration. Like, your story, I believe, especially in a rural area, I mean, you're the epitome of a state champion. There's a lot of inspiration here. You had to overcome so much adversity to accomplish what you accomplished. What would you say to any kid? It doesn't have to be a wrestler. Maybe this is a kid that participates in a different sport. Maybe it's track and field. Maybe it's softball, volleyball, basketball, football, whatever sport. Maybe it's a kid who hasn't even reached high school yet. What advice would you give to a kid about overcoming the adversity that they are bound to face? It's going to happen. What would you say to that kid?
I honestly would say keep your head up. It's going to happen. Adversity is the strongest thing that you can do. Going through an adversity makes you even stronger in the after. I know I feel definitely stronger after being able to go through an ACL tear and come back, but being able to just go on a mat helped me. So I recommend go do your sport, have fun, keep your smile on your face, because if you're not having fun doing the sport, then why are you doing it, honestly? It helps me think that if I'm not having fun, then why do I do the sport?
That's fantastic. Two more questions for you. One, what does the Emory High School wrestling program mean to you? You leave as a three-time state champ, an incredible accomplishment. You obviously leave the program in a better spot than it was before you came. So what does Emory High School wrestling mean to you?
It means a brotherhood right now. We have one of the tightest brotherhoods I've ever had in this room. We grew up from middle school. We were from the Little League, it started. I feel like we had a great Little League program starting up, and we just all kept wrestling all the way through high school, and it's just amazing. Like, Kirk Christiansen is my second dad, basically, and so he was always there for me, and just amazing coaches. The coaching in that room is really good, and there's a lot to improve on for our team next year, losing three state finalists, but I know our team can do it because of just the team we have and the coaching that we have.
Hayes, last question before I let you go. What are your plans now past high school? Obviously, you're going to have plenty of options being a three-time state champ. What are your plans?
I plan on going to a college on a wrestling scholarship. I've been looking for some. I'm not committed yet, and I plan on just going in to get a good schooling. I'm not really worried about college wrestling. I'm going in for it, and that'll help me, but mainly I'm focused on schooling so that I can get better my career, so that I can get into a good job.
Well, Hayes, I think what you accomplished is absolutely incredible. Like I said, whether you realize it or not, you are an inspiration. We're extremely proud of you. You've served the community well, represented the community well. Congratulations on this tremendous accomplishment and being a three-time state champ.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a wonderful time talking to you.
That's Hayes Dalton again, senior at Emory High School, three-time state champion on the wrestling mat. Great to hear his story. We'll continue to talk high school wrestling in the next week. We'll catch up with Coach Kirk Christiansen. We'll also flip, and we'll talk Carbon High School wrestling as well with Coach Trent Greenhall. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.